This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Adams County coroner has confirmed to CPR that Elijah McClain's autopsy report has been changed. The amendment to the report was prompted by a grand jury investigation into the violent arrest and subsequent death of the 23-year-old McClain in 2019. That investigation also led to the indictment of three officers and two paramedics. Autopsies are public records, but grand jury testimony is sealed. After multiple attempts of trying to obtain that amended autopsy, CPR News sued the Adams County coroner on Thursday night to get the new report. Offices in Fremont County are still closed 2 weeks after being targeted by a cyber attack. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
A state investigation has determined Black Hat ransomware is to blame. Black Hat is a type of malware that forces its way into secure computer systems and shuts them down. Officials have not confirmed whether they have paid the ransom requested by hackers or how much it was. The attack compromised the personal information of county employees and a small number of residents. The county will offer credit monitoring services to those affected by the leak. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
Xcel Energy said it took control of potentially thousands of residential thermostats this week because of what it calls an energy emergency. It was the first time Xcel took remote control of thermostats. About 22,000 Colorado customers signed up for a program that allows Xcel to adjust thermostats on hot days in return for rebates. Customers can opt out after signing up. The Denver Chalk Art Festival returns this Labor Day weekend in a new location. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Over 200 artists used the streets as a canvas to create astonishing chalk drawings during the popular street painting festival. This year, the Denver Chalk Art Festival will run for 3 days in a new location in the Golden Triangle near Civic Center Park. Admission is free and musicians will accompany the artists. But this colorful street museum is only temporary because at the end of the day Monday, the street cleaners wash it all away. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.